Ladies and gentlemen, I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
I have no changes. We have 8 public hearings this evening, no old business. Mr. Chairman.
Motion to approve is last revised.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the last revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our December the 15th, 2014 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our December the 15th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated, may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case and explain the request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting, including you, Mr. Workman.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.
First case is the application number 11525, the application of Patricia A. Stahl. Site is north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, and being northwest of Blue Teal Road, approximately 1,365 feet northeast of Swan Drive, and being lot 35, Block C, within Swan Keys. The 911 address is 37055 Blue Teal Drive, Selbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, map 12.16, parcel 436. And the applicant is requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. Now, to be more specific, they're requesting a 3.1-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for an existing dwelling, a 3-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for an existing shed, a 6.8-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for an existing dwelling, and a 0.7-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard for an existing open deck. General, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive one mayor return on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Wright.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Timothy Meadowcroft, 35809 West Crane Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Wright,
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Ray Tomasetti, and I represent Patricia Stahl. I've given to Mr. Lank some pictures, which I think will give some indication of the mobile home and its location and will help the board. I've also attached to the two pictures. They both, the first picture is going to be showing one of the sides going towards the back. I attached the survey to it, even though you have it attached to the application. The first picture would be the facing lot 34 and the second, looking from Blue Teal Road down the property line. The second picture is the front of the mobile home from Blue Teal Road. So I want you to be able to see the improvements on the property. When I looked at the recorder of deed records and also the property record cards, the prior owners to Patricia Stahl were Roland and Carolyn Bull, and they placed the mobile home on the property back in 1977. A building permit was issued for the porch to Roland and Carolyn Bull on March 25th of 1977. Subsequently, the shed and the deck were added to the property. Then Patricia Stahl, who was then back in 1990, was known as Patricia Johnson, and Joseph Stahl, and they got married, but they bought the property in 1990 from Roland and Carolyn Bull. They did not have a survey done at that time. The improvements to the property, being the mobile home, were the porch, the deck, and the shed, and they've been on the property somewhere approximately in that time period of 38 years. Patricia Stahl is 78 years old. Her husband has died. She's not here tonight because of health issues. Tim Meadowcroft, the real estate agent who's involved in the transaction, is here. And she's in the process of selling the property. And the recent survey that was done, which I've attached to it, which is also attached to the application, shows the various encroachments, which she was not aware of. As Mr. Lank has indicated, we're seeking the variances, which are listed on the survey, which is attached. And we've numbered the six variances, so they correspond with the application, which show those variances. The actual property itself, and just to go through the standards, the property itself is, you want to say it's unique. It's unique in the sense that it's a 40-foot property in Swan Keys, as you're aware of, and I've been here before the board as well as other attorneys. Some of the properties in Swan Keys are 50-foot lots. This is a 40-foot lot. So it is unique in the sense that it's the size creates that uniqueness that makes it difficult to create the actual structure. And at that time period when this mobile home was placed on the property, it was a mobile home park. And as I know the board's very well aware of, it's now been rezoned, and we're seeing new structures be put in to the community, in which are two-level structures. But this is, as nice as that home looks, it's the traditional mobile home. And really, there's no possibility that could be developed in strict conformity based upon the fact and how that mobile home was placed on the property, and it currently violates these setbacks. As you've heard from what I've stated and what's of the record, is that this hardship was not created by the applicant. In fact, it was the original owner who put the mobile home created this created this hardship, in the sense that they created the problem. So it's nothing which, even though Patricia Stahl and her husband owned the property since 1990, they didn't create it. These improvements were done prior to their ownership. The variance itself will not affect the essential character of the neighborhood. As you heard me say, that they've been there for 30-plus years, and it's not going to impair any of the neighborhood. It's been there. It's not impairing any of the neighbors as well. So it's not going to cause any hardship. It's not going to be detrimental to the public welfare either. The variances we're seeking are the minimum possible at the present time, given the location of the mobile on the property. And Lawrence Long has done a good job in showing the setbacks, and you can see the 10-foot setbacks that he has shown on the property. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible. So in essence, what we're seeking is the least, and the new owner, if everything goes well tonight, will not be changing. They plan to keep the mobile on the property. So the idea is to keep that mobile that's been there. So it's not going to be changed. So it's really going to stay in that same position as well with the same improvements which are there. Tim, have I accurately depicted the situation regarding these six variances about the property.
Yes, you have.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add that could help the board?
All I can say is that I know Mrs. Stahl was very surprised that there were these issues, and she's cooperated fully to try and get the variance as well.
Okay. And that's it. All right. Let's start. Are there any questions from members of the board? I'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
Yes, Mr. Lang, you read into the record four variances. Mr. Tomasetti is suggesting six. Is that because the only consideration is the greater of the two on the mobile home?
Both of them are duplicated on the same side, sure. And we took the
greater
variance necessary.
Gotcha. Okay. I just want to make sure that clear for the record. Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
Just one. So Mrs. Stahl didn't add anything to the property, even the shed, since she's owned it since 1990?
No. To my knowledge, no, because I looked at the actual records itself, and I could not see where she's added anything to it. So it appears that everything there, the one issue I saw of the sidewalk on the back, she gets along with her neighbor, but that sidewalk is really, in the first picture, is really on the neighbor's property.
Right.
And the survey even shows that. And so if you look at the survey, so they're not, you know, the neighbors are, they all get along, so it's not an issue. So. Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
And I have no questions. Mine was answered.
Just for the record, I looked up the in our database and found that there have been, within 300 foot of this site on the same side of the street, there have been, over the years, five variances. Two were for separation distance because at the time it was considered a park, and three were based on the side yards. And they range from 1990, 1996, 2001, 1990 again, 2004, 2010. So on the same property, one property came in twice.
Okay.
For the record.
All right, thank you. Any further questions? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards very well, suggesting that there is a uniqueness because of the narrowness of the lot. And since it is already developed, it's not, he suggested, can't be properly developed in strict conformity as it is, and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We did hear him say that it was not created by the applicant, but by the prior owners. And he expressed that it would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, much as we've heard many times for Swan Keys, nor would it be detrimental to public welfare. And the relief they're asking for is a minimum, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,525.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson, excuse me, that we approve case number 11,525. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,525 is approved.
Thank you so much as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.